morning sun shining. There's so much more we can do, and now's the time to think. Time to put aside, time to realize, time to sit a while, breathe out and let it in, breathe out and let it in. Don't go asking why all the falling leaves are green. Aside another day breaks, breathe out and let it in. Breathe out and let it in. There's no reason why the birds fly in the sky. You can set your sights high. Together we can try and learn to smile again. Breathe out and let it in. Open up the door, throw the curtains wide. See another day break before the worker lights. It's over in a blink. Don't say another word, it'll only make it worse. When the ground is opened up and there's nowhere left to turn, call my name.
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 That, of course, was Lucid playing live. It's 30 minutes past 11 here on Vectis Radio. This is the Andy Knight Radio Show, and I am very delighted indeed to welcome into the studio my guest this morning, Ollie Ducey of Lucid. Very good morning, Ollie.
Hello, Andy.
Great to see you again.
Well, thank you for having me.
Not at all.
Absolute pleasure.
No, really, my pleasure indeed. It's a busy time for you. Lots and lots going on with albums and gigs and festivals and so on and so forth.
Lots of things happening. Yeah,
bring us up to date. What's been happening with Lucid recently?
Well, we've been fairly quiet, really. I mean, I would say busy. We are busy now. I mean, naturally, summer, lots of gigs.
Yeah, sure.
Weather's beautiful.
Mm. Where have you been?
it's been pretty horrendous, isn't it, the weather. But the gigs obviously naturally happen. You've got, you know, we've just come off the back of Cows Week, which was always popular.
Yes, I couldn't get up there, but I heard some really good reports. A lot of people caught your gig up there and raving about it.
The Marina gig was particularly good on the Wednesday night. The weather was lovely, fantastic, and it's beautiful. Obviously, we've got some big things happening at the end of the month. Postfest is happening. We've got a massive gig, Bank Holiday Monday. Rilston Gardens,
yeah,
which got washed out last year.
Such a shame.
Yeah, it is, and it's such a good gig.
Yeah,
raised a bit of money for charity.
Fabulous,
loads of people there.
Fabulous sight down there.
Oh,
so
it's beautiful. Yeah.
Fingers crossed for the weather. You were looking to me a little earlier to tell me what, tell you what the weather was going to be like. I have no idea.
Well, you can go online these days and look forward 500 years to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I just guess it whenever I do the weather.
I
look out the window and then flip a coin and
I was going to say, that screen you're looking at, is that actually on? I can't see from here.
No, I'm watching the cricket.
Oh, are you? How we doing? Australia all out for 65.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, so there's plenty going on. We've got, trying to put together a little UK tour beginning of next year.
Oh, wow.
And in 8 years of being together, it's a sort of thing.
Is it 8 years?
Yeah, it's going to be 9 next July. I mean, that's a long time,
isn't it?
That's
a long time. That's kind of flown by, though. I mean,
yeah.
Off the top of my head, I wouldn't have said it was 8 years. But, I mean, you've made such a mark on music, you know, nationally. And to be honest, internationally. But, I mean, as an island band, you are, you know, 8 years and to have achieved all you've done.
Well, it's nice, isn't it? Because after 8 years, like any relationship with anyone, sometimes little things creep in, and being together so much, you know, can sometimes be a little bit detrimental. But I still get the same feeling when I'm on stage with the guys. I love it.
Well, I think that comes across in your live performances.
Oh, good.
I mean, you know, musically, it all just meshes. But you can tell that everyone, because everyone knows, it's kind of intuitive almost, isn't
it?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, it's just a lovely bunch of people to work with musically, then.
Yeah.
And we don't spend loads of time off stage together either. I know it's
we're not
I'm not saying we're not friends.
No, sure.
We are all good friends as well, but we don't live in each other's pockets all the time.
I mean, do you think that helps? I mean, do you think that having that sort of your own sort of network of social separate from the band,
definitely,
does that help, do you think?
For us it does. I'm not suggesting that that's a generic formula that you can put to every musician, but I think for us, yeah, because we've all got other interests musically as well, and that's probably what makes the sound of the band kind of unique.
But because I suppose, you know, there's such a wide range of extraordinary talent you have in the band, yourself included, of course.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, I guess with these other activities that you all do individually, I mean, you are still a band and you've remained so, and solidly so, as you say, for nearly 9 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess those influences from outside maybe enrich the Lucid sound?
Definitely. I think you're absolutely right. And I think also... we've put in a lot of work over the years. We've done hundreds and hundreds. I mean, I reckon it's over 1,000 gigs together now.
Really?
So even if we were to not see each other for a few months, if we came back together, like you say, that intuitive kind of instinctive sort of feel that's happened over the years, we all know what each other are doing. We don't have to look at each other.
And yet some people might say, well, yes, but you could become a little sort of, not complacent, but I mean, it could become kind of by the numbers almost, but it never sounds like it. It's always fresh.
Yeah.
How do you keep that freshness? You know, on stage live, it always seems, it's almost like the first time you've played a song, even though you may have played it 100 times.
I think the key to it is you've got to like what you're playing.
Okay.
I think that really is when it all boils down to it. If you hate, I mean, the thing is, when we're doing weddings and things, you know, and please, if you're going to book us for a wedding, please don't close your ears off now. No, but if you're playing, you know, a popular cover song for the 800th time, it does lose its appeal a little bit. And, you know, we're not going to lie, I'm not going to lie about that. And every musician that's ever played will tell you the same, I suspect. Not mentioning any names of musicians or songs, but there are a few songs that are a little bit kind of, oh, here we go again.
Here we go again.
But it's the same with any line of work, isn't it? But with the original material, we shuffle it around and we say, oh, we haven't played that one for a while, we haven't done this, we haven't done that. And also, everyone's trying to write as well at the same time. Sometimes, you know, creative blocks happen, but we've got a fairly rich catalogue of material to go to now.
Is all the band involved in the writing process normally? I mean...
Yeah, well...
Obviously, someone has the initial idea.
Exactly. If somebody hasn't had the initial idea, we will sometimes all sit down together and... And it does seem to happen really quickly. The problem is we don't sit down enough, I don't think. But then saying that, if we tried to force it too much, then maybe it wouldn't flip. So you've almost got to let things take their course, haven't you, without
That's interesting. I mean, can you describe in a bit more detail, I mean, this writing process? Because the original material that you write and record and play live is just wonderful. And,
thank you.
I mean, obviously, I won't quiz you on the inspiration for each individual song.
No.
That would be inappropriate. But in terms of the process, how does a Lucid song kind of come together?
Okay, well... First couple of albums were very much somebody had an idea or somebody had an old song that they'd been working on, bring it to the table, we all go, right, dum dum dum, how about this, how about that, have a quick chat about it, start playing through it, and it doesn't take too long before it starts saying, like, oh, this sounds quite good. And then before you know it, the song's been sort of embellished, if you like. But with our our latest studio album, which is now 2 years old, so we need to up our ante and get on writing some more stuff. There are a few songs in the pipeline. We did make a conscious effort to all sit down together and write some stuff, and it is basically everybody grab a guitar, apart from Blue, who's on the piano, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But Nick, as you know, sublime violinist, but exceptionally good guitar player, brilliant songwriter.
Yeah.
You know, excellent musician all round. So we all pick up a guitar, and then someone will start playing something and someone else will find a little inversion. Before you know it, it starts moving and someone will say, oh, how's about this? Move on to there. And then, you know, and then Nick sometimes pens some great lyrics. I mean...
I was going to say, is it the melody or the lyrics generally that comes first for Lucid?
Well, we've written... I'll tell you what we've done before. I'll give you an example. We've got a track called Brave New World, which is on, which is one of our trademark tracks now, and I absolutely adore playing that. I love it. Wonderful song. Nick wrote a cracking set of lyrics for that. It's fantastic. Very inspiring and thought-provoking.
Yes,
great song.
Yeah,
if you don't mind me saying so.
No, not at all. I totally agree.
And I feel kind of proud to be able to say that, because
without
being arrogant about it.
Not at all.
Some stuff we've written, I thought, well, that's okay. That song I do really like. Anyway, so we wrote the song, and I put this little guitar part on it and all sorts of stuff, and then Nick went away with the song and came back with this set of lyrics and a melody, and I'd never heard it at all, and then he recorded it, the vocal line, and I thought it completely changed the song, if you like. What, you know, it was just an instrumental piece. Nick went away, did his magic, turned up, and it completely changed the flavour of the song.
Wow.
For the better.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, and then me and the girls got round and we put all these harmonies in and these counter melodies.
The harmonies are wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're lucky.
The voices just mesh so beautifully.
Yeah, well, that comes with time, and we're lucky. The two twin girls, you know, you know, they're fantastic. Oh, they are fantastic.
Yeah. But when you're playing, as you say, I mean, obviously when you're doing covers in a different sort of format, that's a separate kind of thing. That's kind of bread and butter stuff for you. But obviously it's really about the Lucid music itself. Mm. Now, when you've got a track down on an album or that you've been playing a long time, do you find it still evolves when you play it live on stage, or do you try and stick to the numbers?
No, you're definitely right. When we recorded, I keep sort of referencing the last album we recorded, but that was a kind of like the first two albums we recorded were written, went to the studio. This was almost because we had a time constraint, because we booked the studio out in Northampton, 3 weeks. You had 3 weeks to record, mix, master the album, that's done,
in and out. Yep.
So the first two albums we had a had a time limit, so to speak. Here on the island, we recorded our live covers album and our third studio album with Dave Waite and Stu Fisher at Skinny Mama Studios.
Yeah, sure.
And because it was Isle of Wight based studio, but very good, you know, great quality, we were able to go in, have a couple of days here, another couple of weeks going, and we were able to record it over a lengthier
period. So it's more flexible.
Absolutely. Yeah. But for me personally, although it's a, you know, democracy, and we kind of like, we decided that's the way we want to do it as the band, I personally thrived on the 24 hours a day in the studio, sure, 3 weeks. Yeah. I didn't feel very well at the end of it.
No, it's kind of old school, imagine, really.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely, locking yourself away. But we recorded it over a lengthier period of time, and it was kind of being written as we went, if you like. And so when we've played these songs live, especially at the album launch we did a couple of years ago, we had the extra instrumentation, we had the electric guitar, we had the percussionist, we had second violin, we had the saxophonist.
Sure.
And so the tracks suddenly came alive, and I thought to myself, I kind of wish that we'd held on for another 6 months of playing the material together with the bigger ensemble, and then recorded the tracks, because we did a run of gigs in Canada last year, and by the time we came home, the six piece played, because all we did was we played 100% original material in Canada.
Sure.
What a real beautiful breath of fresh air that is. Driving around one of the most beautiful countries in the world, playing all original material to unsuspecting victims. I shouldn't really call them that. And they loved it. And we, by the end of it, we were absolutely, as you know, on the money, because we'd just been spending and breathing the original material, most of it, the new album. And by the end of it, we could play it, you know, not flawlessly, because there's always bits above.
Yeah.
And then by the time we came to do the Shanklin Theatre gig, the band was so tight.
Yeah.
That, well, you've got a live double album.
Well, I want to come back to you, if I may, and talk to you a little bit more about what's coming up, because lots of exciting things happening in the very, very near future, a matter of days.
Yes.
And the live double album, of course, just released, which is very exciting. Mm. So, I mean, this idea of the tunes constantly evolving and your pleasure that is quite obvious from the band as a unit when you see you play live.
Yeah, yeah.
It just comes across. And while we're talking of playing live, let's go to another live cut from you, if we may, from Lucid.
Lovely job.
And we'll have this one next, Wasted Words.
I will just pretend it's all right.
Sound there. What about those harmonies? Lucid and Wasted Words, another live cut for you there. In the studio with me from Lucid, of course, is Ollie Ducey, and a great pleasure to have you in the studio with
Thank
us.
You
chat,
once
having
again,
a chat,
Andy.
Ollie, not at all. And the talking of live music there, we can't get away from a double live album. How about
Sounds
that?
Sounds old fashioned, doesn't
no,
it?
No, that's just tremendous.
Were you hoping that it was going to be vinyl? Not
well,
CD?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you know, the old gatefold. I mean, is there a poster? Is there a poster or a lyric?
There should be, shouldn't there? A little lyric slip or something. Yeah, like you say, but
Lucid. Live at Shanklin Theatre.
Yeah, we were really lucky enough last year to do this is a dream come true for us. 100% live material, you know, original live material.
Yeah,
played in front of a full house at Shanklin Theatre, 600 people paying for there's no privilege, but paying for to come along and listen to us do original material.
Sure,
no, nothing quite like that feeling. We were able to get in the talents of some of the Ollerwhite symphony strings, and we were able to get a wonderful male choir in with us as well on the night. Absolutely chock-a-block on stage, 31 people on stage.
Wow.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And what a night it was, but it just, it went so quickly.
Yeah.
And like I was saying to you about the being in Canada thing, the core of the band at that point was the four of us, the usual core, Blue, Sunny, me, Nick. Then we had Paul Ruck playing electric guitar and Chris Hendy on drums. I mean, Chris is... well, just the finest drummer you're ever likely to hear. Absolutely. For the music we're playing,
can't get it better. Yeah.
Beautiful kit, wonderful sounding drummer, fantastic, really musical. Anyway, so we're really lucky. So the band are sounding really good. We've got I've got a friend of mine, a guy called Phil Eichinger down from Cambridge, and he brought a friend of his down and they recorded it. We got a really great guy, Max Reed, to mix it. He plays with a band called The Enid.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Do you know the band?
Yes,
the prog band?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Robert John Godfrey.
Mm.
Wonderful band. Well, Max recorded and mixed our first two albums up in their studio, The Lodge, in Northampton, and he did the honours on the live mix for that as well. And he mixed some of it in Germany because they're on tour in Europe at the
time.
Oh,
right, okay.
So he borrowed a studio.
The acoustics in Shanklin Theatre are very, very good, aren't they?
I mean, wonderful.
They've upgraded the backstage systems and sound and everything, and it really is a superb venue for live music.
Absolutely. Well, it's always been a great venue, I think, but they've always, you know... It's the same thing, but sometimes they haven't got the budget, especially if they're being run by donations and volunteers.
Well, they've done extraordinary work.
They have,
over
and they have got a good system in now.
Yeah.
We had to hire in a great big mixing desk
from
this place, this farm somewhere, and it was absolutely ridiculous. just about got it in my van. It was like, because we had 42 channels of audio.
I was going to say, you must have had that many channels.
We had
channels,
every single mic, every single string instrument had an individual mic on it,
wow,
which is a nightmare. We had tried to get some screening on the drums so there was no bleeding.
Yeah,
to
sure.
It was a logistical nightmare, but it was a beautiful night. And
so a live double album, live at Shanklin Theatre, out now, and a great track list on it. I mean, just all the best of Lucid. And this one from just nearly a year ago, October last year, as
that's
you say.
Right.
But of course, you're playing Shanklin Theatre again this year.
We are on Friday the 20th of November, same mm-hmm. sort of time, 7:30. We're not going to have the strings in the choir with us, but we are going to have a lovely ensemble, a bit of sax, electric guitar. We're going to have, hopefully a wonderful cello player here from here on the island. She's wonderful.
Fabulous.
When she's not overdoing work in Hong Kong and Dubai.
Oh, wow.
A girl called Nina, she's a fantastic cello player. She's done some work with us as well, and she's great. And then we might have a flautist and... We're going to have an ensemble up near the sort of 8, 9, 10 piece, replicating some stuff.
Great.
We've got some new material to put out as well.
Wonderful.
So it should be a beautiful
that's
night.
That's Friday the 20th of November.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Ticket details and so on from shanklintheatre.com.
Yeah.
The box office details and everything that's available online at shanklintheatre.com.
That's correct.
And coming up in a matter of days now, next weekend, Postfest, which we were talking about off-air there, a fabulous showcase of island bands. And I'm always banging on about it. It's one of my... soapbox things about the amount of great musical talent we have here, led by our own Lucid, I would say.
Well, thank you for that, but I'm just looking at the poster now. It's up
there. Extraordinary lineup.
Well, it's a real honour for us to be... I don't want to use the word headlining, because, like you said, Isle of Wight talent, I mean, look at all those names. There's no, I can't... If I mention one, I've got to mention them all, but...
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be a genius to work out that's a really great lineup
of
music.
That's a great lineup. So you were avoiding the word headliner, but nevertheless, you're closing the show on Saturday night.
Yeah,
on the
what
main
an honour
stage.
That is.
Well,
that's fantastic.
That's going to be great. I'm personally looking forward to
it.
Of course,
excited.
We at Vectis Radio are going to be there.
Brilliant.
Obviously, supporting Postfest as we always do.
Good, looking forward to it. Yes.
Fingers crossed for that weather.
That's it, isn't it?
So, Postfest next weekend. I'll be doing more of a feature on that later in my show this morning.
It's going to be really great.
Which will be wonderful. And Rylston Gardens on Bank Holiday Monday. Tell us about this.
Right, okay, well, some of you may know, or it's been happening for the last sort of 6 or 7 years now. On the Bank Holiday Monday in August, we like to put on a free gig. Happens between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. on the Bank Holiday Monday, so this year it's the 31st. There's you can buy cake and tea and all sorts. You're also encouraged to bring along your own alcohol if that's your sort of...
Well, if the weather's good, it's beautiful setting for
it's
a picnic
phenomenal
anyway,
setting,
isn't it?
You've got the trees weeping over the old bandstand there. You've got that grassy expanse there.
We've got
a really great sound system being put in, so it's going to be a proper big concert.
And deck chairs for first come, first serve,
but the gig doesn't start till 3, but 2 years ago, we had people turning up at 11:30 in the morning. Yeah, I mean, that's mad.
Fabulous.
Before the deck chairs even be put out. People were waiting to
amazing.
It's mad, isn't it?
And as you say, free entry. So, I mean, what a perfect way to spend a Bank Holiday Monday afternoon.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Fingers crossed again for the weather. I'm sure it'll be fine. And
yeah, bring a bottle. Bring whatever you want. Children friendly, animal friendly. Bring your dog, bring your dogs, bring your animals. Oh dear. Bring your children.
It'll be a farmyard.
Bring your pigs. Noah, don't you come and bring two of everything. There's not enough room up there. Bring whatever you want. Come and enjoy the music. It's going to be 3 to 5. We're going to have a 6 or 7 piece band.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing a 50-50 split of original and material, cover material.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone that's not heard us before can be sort of like eased in with some stuff that they know. But
perfect.
For the Lucid fans out there, we'll be pulling out all the old classics of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Really looking forward to it. Fingers crossed for the weather.
Yeah.
3 till 5. Bring a bottle. There will be a donation, a bucket going round.
Okay, fine.
We have overheads to pay for.
Of course.
We're putting the event on. It's free, but it's not free for us.
No, of course.
So please give as generously as you can, and we'll give a donation to a charity of our choice. At the moment, we're not 100% sure, but it will be an island charity.
Brilliant.
We'd like to give money back to someone on the island.
Mm-hmm.
So give as generously as you can, and have a wonderful afternoon. Fingers crossed for the weather. It's going to be... Well, it's going to be a real honour to play there again. Like I said, 2 years ago, 2,000 people turned up.
Absolutely. I was going to say,
so
it was hugely well. It's been such a shame last year it got rained off. This year, we will better that number, I'm sure.
Can we?
We will go for
I'd
it.
Love
so
to, I'd love to.
Everyone make a note of it. Tell everyone you know.
Yeah.
And Rylston Gardens, I will, of course, be mentioning it between now and then, of course, as well on the show. So,
thank you, Andy.
Not at all. So, Ollie, fabulous to see you. Thank you so much for coming in. And best of luck with everything that's going on with the new live double album, with the Shanklin Theatre gig in November, Postfest next weekend on Saturday and Rilston Gardens on the Monday. Busy 31st. Time for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, come on down, 3 till 5. Andy, it's been a pleasure. Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much, and you too, Ollie.
Take care.